So let's talk about some of the basic issues that we got into in this meeting. And as we go through it, if there was anything at ASH that was presented that was relevant, maybe you can bring it up. Any other abstracts that were presented on AML that you think are worth commenting on?
We could go on for a long time, but I'll say a couple that struck my brain as interesting. One was presented in the plenary session, actually. It was about CHIP, clonally hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential. It was a mouse study, but everybody's thinking about this because people are being diagnosed with this so-called CHIP, which means you have a molecular abnormality, a genetic abnormality in your blood cells, but you're fine and your counts are fine. But those people that have that have a higher incidence of developing AML and MDS, but perhaps more interestingly, they have a higher incidence of developing cardiovascular problems. So it's a whole issue of inflammation. As the bone marrow ages, and the older adults have more of this than younger adults, as the bone marrow ages, there's more inflammatory cytokines in the bone marrow milieu, and that may help to maintain the abnormal mutations that may eventually lead to leukemia. So they gave mice that had these lesions anti-inflammatory agents, and they seemed to not develop this clonal hematopoiesis, or the clonal hematopoiesis would go away. So I think the whole notion of, believe it or not, prophylactic therapy for people that are at risk for AML and MDS, if you can believe that, might be something we think about in a few years. But that's more for intellectual curiosity and interest, although there are a lot of CHIP clinics spring up all over the country about what to do about these people that have these pre-cancerous lesions in their bone marrow, if you will.